Shalom everybody and welcome back to another episode of the Pulse of Israel here in our eternal and ancestral homeland Israel, in our ancestral, biblical, beautiful, and indivisible capital Jerusalem since King David's time. Today, I want to share with you a powerful and chilling text that must be heard by everyone to better understand the reality of the Jewish people in Israel today. But first, I want you to watch this anti-government protester the other night literally calling to burn down the country. The speaker who you just heard at that protest was Shir Sigal, whose father is being held captive in Gaza. So she has what to say. Shir speaks for a few families of the captives who have allowed their plight to be turned into a political protest movement to topple the Netanyahu government. But her voice is both of a minority of voices from the captive families and a minority of voices from within the Jewish people in Israel itself. Now I want you to listen to this voice of Tzvika Mor, a father whose son is a captive in Gaza.
ועכשיו, כשאנחנו צריכים להיות עסוקים אך ורק בניצחון המלחמה והשבת החטופים, כל כך היה כואב הבוקר לבוא לכאן, לכנסת ישראל, ולעבור דרך ההפגנות, המחאה, אוהלים. אני לא יודע באיזה פרלמנט בעולם אפשר רחוב ליד הכנסת לעשות כזה דבר. ועכשיו, כשאנחנו צריכים להיות קולקטיב, אנחנו צריכים להיות אגרוף ברזל אחד ומיוחד כנגד האויבים שלנו, עכשיו נחזור לשיח המפלג, עכשיו לא נכבד עוד פעם את כללי הדמוקרטיה של איך בוחרים כאן ממשלה. את הדבר הזה צריך להפסיק.
Now after you heard both of those voices of captive families, I want you to listen to the powerful words from Chagai Luber, whose son Yonatan was killed fighting in Gaza, fighting against Hamas terrorists and in trying to free the captives that are held in Gaza by Hamas. This is Chagai in this picture, standing alone with a picture of his son in the middle of the anti-government protest. Chagai is extremely hurt and troubled by this divisive protest movement in the middle of a war. And he went out in the middle of the protest to speak to the hostage families and the protesters. And here are Chagai's own words that are now going viral over the internet, mostly in Hebrew, but also in English. And this is the English translation. And here I'm quoting Chagai, quote, "Nobody will burn down my country. We are sick and tired of the threats from the extremists. Yes, even if those extremists have family in Gaza, you won't burn down the country. It's not written in the books. And if I have to rise against you, I will. Millions of people view you with mistrust, discord, and horror. And only out of respect for you are they silent. I won't be silent. My son was killed in Gaza. He went to defend and free your children and was killed. He left everything behind, left a wife and a 9-month-old baby, and he was killed. He will never come back again. Not in any deal. And therefore, I am allowed to tell you, you cannot dismantle the country. You cannot riot. You cannot block roads. You cannot clash with police. You cannot call for military recalcitrance. You cannot rattle and try to turn over police cars. You cannot attempt to break into the Prime Minister's house. The fact that your children are hostages in Gaza is painful. It's sad. It's slicing us all from within. It will cause me to send my 3 remaining children to fight in Gaza and risk their lives for you. But it does not give you extra privilege. You don't have the right to remove your gloves. You don't have the right to curse public representatives. You don't have the right to scream shame. You don't have the right to disrupt the public peace. You don't have the right to block the airport. You don't have the right to announce an economic strike. You don't have any of those rights at all. Control yourselves, you hear me? C-O-N-T-R-O-L, control. Express your opinions, but don't scream. say that we need a settlement now to return and liberate our captives in Gaza, but don't block the roads. Demand the release of everyone, for everyone, and don't call for a rebellion. Say that the Knesset should not be adjourned, but don't threaten. Say that Bibi Netanyahu must be replaced, but don't light fires across the country. Say that we must hold elections now, but don't you dare storm the Knesset. Say that everyone has failed, but don't even think of the possibility of a coup. Stop threatening this nation. Those are your opinions. We have heard them. Do not force them upon us. You want to hear my opinion too? In my opinion, my son Yonatan was killed because of the Oslo Accords, which some of you supported. In my opinion, my son Yonatan was killed because of the disengagement from Gaza in 2005, which some of you encouraged with banners of support at the entrance of your kibbutzim right outside Gaza. And yet, I don't shout at you in the streets. I don't block your path. And I'm not refusing any orders. I didn't transfer my money overseas out of Israel. I don't curse our public representatives, your public representatives who still support all those disasters. I send and I will continue to send my sons to fight. I will support and I will abide by any elected government, even if its opinions differ from mine. I don't think I have the right to destroy this beloved country of ours. Because now we fight. Because now we heal. Because now we connect. Now is the time to look outwards together. This is the time to show love towards one another. And to those Kaplanistim, those protesters who are blocking the streets of Tel Aviv's main road, Kaplan, and to the Brothers in Arms organization that you called for military refusal due to the judicial reforms, and to the former Prime Minister Ehud Barak supporters, and to the former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert supporters, all who are working right now to overthrow this government, this Bibi Netanyahu government, I say to you all, don't hijack the pain of the families of the captives. Don't. Take it all back. And know, dear hostage families, we have not forgotten your loved ones, our brothers. We have not forgotten and we will not forget. But enough. Stop for God's sake, for the country's sake, for victory's sake. And if not, I and others will be there. Bereaved families, injured soldiers, and hostage families who think differently than you. We will stand together in the face of the anarchy you are creating. And we won't let you. We just won't. Those are the powerful and chilling words of Chagai Luber, father of the killed IDF soldier, Yonatan Luber. And there you get, in a very chilling, chilling way, the sense and feeling of the majority of the Jewish people in Israel here today. But you're not hearing that in the media, because the establishment media is pushing out the narrative that the protest movement and the few families of captives who are part of that protest movement, that they are the majority. But they're not. The Jewish people in the land of Israel, we are all in pain. We are united. And we're not going to let this tiny minority elite with their anti-government protest movement hijacking some of the captive families. We're going to not let them divide the country and destroy our country and burn down our country. Never. We are a strong people. We are united people. We are home. We know who our enemy is. We are united to fight our enemy. Our enemy is not within ourselves. We have internal challenges within our own people who are trying to divide us. But we know who our eternal enemies are, and we're united to beat them. Am Yisrael Chai, folks. Stick with me for the inspiring, politically incorrect truth here at the Pulse of Israel. If you are not yet a subscriber, click on pulseofisrael.com to subscribe. Support our work. Help us get our videos seen by many more people. Click on the donate button every once in a while on pulseofisrael.com. And in the meantime, signing off from our eternal and beautiful homeland, the land of Israel, and our eternal, biblical, beautiful, and indivisible capital, Jerusalem, since King David's time, this is Avi Abelow for another episode of the Pulse of Israel. Hold on to the hope. Hold on to the optimism. Hold on to your belief in the one above. Our unity, we're going to get out of it together. with believing in the one above. Shalom.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.